I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 200 of Ghost of the Night, a paranormal and true crime debauchery podcast.
Have you been on the Facebook lately?
I have.
I think it was Facebook. We got a message. Somebody sent us a picture of a Uranus fudge factory fucking billboard.
God love our fans.
And apparently from Tyler, we should be expecting some photos of that thing.
Well, next
in
time,
Florida. Which I was like, how much fun could it be? Isn't Florida, like, underwater, not to be making light of a really shitty situation?
I think it's starting to recede a little bit. We'll get to that. I'm going to talk about that. There was some funky shit coming out of that. I saw some shit I had never seen. Of course, I'm not big on the hurricane knowledge, I guess you might say.
Huracan.
Yes, but since I'm a avid TikToker. Viewer, not...
I was going to say a TikTok-y.
Yes, TikTok-y. I saw some shit that I would freak me out. Anyway.
That makes me think of... Shout out, if you're on Snapchat and you're my friend, you got the fucking Snapchat story notification thing. Shout out to Cash Mania with a K. He's like the best like 5 or 6 year old rapper alive. I put fucking snack out on there. Doritos, Cheetos, Takis. Little kids got bars.
All right. Like I said, this is 200. We've made it.
Fuck yeah.
We've made it.
Did we make it 30 seconds without saying fuck?
No, we didn't. I don't care. YouTube.
Fuck!
YouTube loves this, so it doesn't matter. We could be Joel Osteen or whatever, and they still...
Fuck Joel Osteen.
But,
he looks like Matthew McConaughey if he was anorexic.
For those long-time listeners, technically we are over 200 episodes.
Yeah.
In all.
Especially because we don't count What the Fuck Wednesday usually.
What the Fuck Wednesday... does not count, but 200 official episodes, and not all the What the Fuck Wednesday episodes go on the podcast feed.
Oh, do they not?
Nah, I've been...
I'll be honest, I don't listen to our podcasts very often.
Since hitting the gym, if you notice, I'm trying to get up. I put one up last week, but there was a backlog, and I'm just trying. I'm going to start putting them up randomly.
Oh, no, I haven't been to the gym in like a fucking week.
Well, I'm not going this week either, because if you can't tell, I'm sick as a fucking dog.
I wouldn't say that. You're sick. Like, let's not get the people worried, because as we all know, you're 96, and anything could take you out at any time.
Well,
he's got a fucking head cold, but he's a guy, and traditionally guys are fucking dramatic about being sick.
Here's the thing, though. Both of us are COVID survivors.
Yeah.
We are both. I feel worse the past 3 days than I felt.
If you fucking give me COVID, I will kick you in the knee.
I don't have COVID.
How do you know?
Because everybody's got COVID. That test is so full of shit anyway.
Like AIDS from fucking Team America? You've never seen Team America.
Because I feel nothing like I felt when I had COVID.
You have to at least... We have to sit down and watch Team America.
Okay, we'll see.
It's puppets. It's hilarious. That's how they find their like secret agent guy to infiltrate... the terrorists, and they come in and he's doing a fucking Broadway musical called AIDS, and like the song is everyone has AIDS, but AIDS.
So let's be honest, I feel worse today than I ever did my COVID experience.
It's because COVID is a myth.
I'm just saying, if you died of COVID, you might be a pussy.
It's not COVID, it's fucking 5G.
I mean, yesterday and Monday and yesterday, I felt like this saying, okay, go ahead and put me on a respirator. I want to end this shit now.
Shit is real, man. I found out a regular at my job, he fucking has had that like long-term non-transmittable shit for like 18 months.
I mean,
he's like fucking like carting around an oxygen tank and shit.
I mean, I was being hyperbolic before, but I'm serious. I feel worse the past 3 days than I ever felt in my COVID stint. So there will be
coffee. Corn. What about? It's the big lump of knobs. It has the juice.
Somebody liked the juice. Somebody liked that, but
nobody liked my fucking YouTube short that I put up. Nobody watched it.
I watched it just a minute ago.
Well, okay, so we're up to what, four or five views now? The motherfucker broke 2,000 on Instagram in like an hour, and it got 4 fucking views on YouTube.
But we have, but like I said, this is our 200th episode. For you new listeners and viewers,
sorry.
generally, Wednesdays is our What the Fuck Wednesdays, where we just have fun, shoot the shit, don't really have a topic. We just.
But this week sucked, so.
And I was sick Monday. I wasn't doing shit. I literally slept.
I couldn't have done one Monday anyway.
Well, we could have did one late, like 9 o'clock. Because remember, I woke up, picked you up.
Yeah.
And came home and just went right to fucking bed.
It was a good time.
So we are doing this Wednesday show as our 200.
Yeah. And Tuesday was a fuck off because, fuck off, I had a concert to go to.
Yes. We do have lives.
It's pretty good. Matt Mason.
But for this 200 episode, I want to recap a little the past 200 episodes.
Share the video.
I want to talk about where the podcast has been.
Literally send this to everyone in your contacts list and tell them if they don't watch it, you'll die.
And where the podcast is going. Maybe have we changed our minds about some things? And for those of you who don't know, Travis came around, 109? You've been for about 91 official, something like
that. Hasn't been that many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess because I think next like March will be 2 years.
Yeah, you've been over a year and a half.
Damn.
Yeah, so I think he's 109 or 110.
And we've only missed a couple episodes.
It was your first episode. So
Creepy Turnbull Canyon?
Was the very first one.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about some of our most popular episodes on the podcast.
Yeah, because couple of the ones we've done in the last year are up there.
Fact,
like that Michael Aquino episode
did well.
Is like our top whatever the butt fuck number of popularities.
Yeah, but there is a little bit of a difference between YouTube and we all know YouTube, the Demonic Scratch episode from way
still,
back. Still gets
the most views
a month. A week than any other episodes.
Yeah.
It's weird and wacky. But
the Demonic Scratches too. Nothing.
But Horns. There is a difference. The audio feed is a little different. And we'll cover that.
I haven't been following those trends very closely lately.
I will. I want to talk about, like I said, where fucking we're going microphone. To take the podcast, because there are some changes coming on. We've talked about other stuff. We've got some questions.
Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat just like the rest of them, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then you'll start talking about it, and I'll go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember talking about that.
But, somebody mentioned one of my favorite episodes.
Raccoons and Hand Grenades.
Yes, that was still one of my favorite episodes.
The German Butt Plug und Phallical Object Society.
Which I think is really, that was the episode that really started our downward spiral on the YouTube ranking.
Whatever. I feel like that's when we started having fun.
That's true. That episode right there was the birth of What the Fuck Wednesday, the genesis.
What came first, that one or the one we did for like 4 hours live?
Okay, maybe it was that one.
I don't know if that one was first or not.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I still have that drawing for Raccoons and Hand Grenades.
Yes. So that's kind of what this episode's going to be about. Let's start by talking about our favorite episode. Do you have a
Brass Tacks?
Do you have a favorite episode that you've been a part of? I know you haven't went back and listened to the whole category, but since you've been around,
I was there. I don't know.
Way to give it a lot of thought there. Jesus Christ, Trivy.
I mean, there's a lot of fucking episodes to go to fucking file back through and shit.
Okay. True crime, what's your favorite one?
The West Memphis 3 series was fun. I don't even want to say fun. It was the deepest dive we've done for the most part. Richard Kuklinski was fun. Because it was fun talking about how... I enjoyed talking about how he... viewed the gay community, about how he would just buy a fucking yellow suit and act, what was it, wishy or some shit was his explanation of the behavior of a homosexual male in New York City at the time, or New Jersey.
Yes.
Pee-wee Gaskins was a good one for me, just because I'm into that shit. I don't know. I'll be honest, but a lot of the true crime shit that I'm really looking forward to is still upcoming.
Upcoming, yes. I mean,
Jack the Ripper will be, this is the dog. Jack the Ripper will be an interesting one. I want to dive into Leonard Lake and Charles Ng sometime soon-ish. That'll probably be at least two episodes. I wouldn't mind doing, what's his first name? Castro.
Fidel?
No, fuck Fidel Castro. God damn it. I can't think of his first name. The guy up in Cleveland.
Oh,
that held the girls for like 11 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I mean, that one's fucked. But, you know.
But,
or even like I said, the one true crime I would want you to do is the Lululemon murder.
I am not doing the Lululemon murder.
Dude, it's a good one.
I'll
for a single homicide, it's fucking like.
There's only one homicide?
Yes. Dude. Wait till you start looking into it.
Over a pair of god awful ugly stretchy pants.
No, wait till you start looking into it. It starts off and you're like, yeah, clear cut case of this. And then you're like, oh, shit. And then by the end of it, you're like, what a fucking dickhead.
Okay. I'll look into it.
What was your favorite true crime episode?
Before I give that,
I feel like the West Breezy, Memphis 3 brought us.
I will say that, Breezy, you are not new. You're one of the OGs.
Yes, I ran into her at the concert last night. She kicked me in the ass without me paying attention. I wasn't paying attention.
You need a good stiff kick in the ass sometimes.
I mean, yeah, probably more so than most.
But anyway, my favorite true crime, I agree. West Memphis 3 was probably my favorite for several reasons, but
I feel like me throwing you that case is kind of got you more into true crime.
Yeah, because if I'm being honest, I was true crime was just
it just existed in the scope
in my realm. I mean, I liked like the Satanic Serial Killers episode 2 where we kind of did episode 2, but that episode,
the Devil in Music episode, I really enjoyed that. I would actually totally do a revisit of that episode and redo the whole thing over again.
We can do that.
Especially now that since that episode, we have gained some followership from some smaller like deathcore and metalcore bands on Instagram, because I will totally hit them up and be like, dude, let me get a clip of your music without royalties, so we can be like, this isn't demonic. This is just fucking heavy, bro.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch.
But I like the Iceman or the Ice, whatever his name is, Richard Kuklinski.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh, David liked it better before I was here.
It was Phil in the... Yeah, don't get me started on the sound room.
It's
a little touchy subject.
Well, it's one of those things, like, there was even... I remember when we got that comment, it was like, I used to like this show and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, sorry.
Well,
but it went a different direction. It wasn't my choice to put me on this show.
Well,
it was your show. You made the decision. And then we had fun with it. And it just kind of evolved into something different because now there's a bounce back instead of just, like, I couldn't do what you did. I couldn't just sit there and fucking talk.
Well, there was a reason why it was only a fucking 45 minutes to an hour long.
Well, that's why, insider look, we're looking into, I don't even say looking into, I think it's just a matter of time till we start doing it, doing those like condensed 10 to 15 minute videos where it's more of a scripted, Ted Bundy was this old and did this, da 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 da.
Kind of the bullet points, quicker videos
to put those out on YouTube just to try to get that audience as well a little bit.
Well, I will say this, and I believe I said it on the podcast before. This podcast probably wouldn't be around today if I hadn't brought you on.
Mm. You know, brought somebody on.
No, I wasn't going to bring anybody on. But you
some
know,
dude.
I enjoyed doing the podcast, but You know, at that time in my life, I was not in a great space. And yeah. I was...
You're Alice in Chains and down in a hole.
Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
I had a lot of shit going on. I lost my sound room. Mm. That day we talked about that I worked so hard to build.
Yeah.
But I wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's when you either have to change, with the times, or you just fucking hang it up. It's just like, if this right here just stops being fun for both of us, what's the point?
Right.
And it's just like, if we took it seriously enough that like, because I had to work or something and my research wasn't ready on the day that we normally do this shit. If we started arguing over this shit.
Oh yeah. It's not working.
And like affecting, like.
I mean, we'll play argue.
Like, we have podcast. To. Something has to change.
I mean, if we argue, it's going to be a bit for the show.
Yeah, like at that point, like you have to change somehow and reformulate the fucking thing.
But it wasn't fun for me anymore. And like you, how you came about, you were just going
naturally.
You were just going to be a guest. And before that episode, I kind of was like, well, fuck it. And I think we even talked about it before you came on.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You know, I said, well, you just want to do it full time. And that's how I want. But I wouldn't be probably doing it to the extent that I'm doing. There sure the hell would be two episodes a week.
Yeah.
It might go bi-monthly.
Right.
You know, to a month if I was still doing it. But let's be honest. I was never going to personally get into true crime.
Yeah. Myself. See, it wasn't really your thing.
And there's only so much. There's a reason why we haven't done a lot of paranormal here lately. You know,
you run out of shit to talk about.
You can only talk about so much shit. I mean, yeah. I've got some ideas for some future episodes that, you know.
I've been deep diving like some random shit. Just like one that we should do that I think you'd have fun doing research for and the episode is Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
Well, that's like, I've never heard of that, but... So.
Really?
No, I've never heard of
that. I think that the Jeff the Talking Mongoose, as far as something that we have listed, I think that that's... is it the Black Monk of Pontefract, or maybe there's a... No, there's a poltergeist story that has a crossover, like, doctor or priest or some shit with Jeff the Talking Mongoose.
Well... And there's a topic I want to cover, or you can cover it, or that we should cover, I should say.
Dicks?
No.
Dick Cheney.
That's for a
Richard
Patreon.
Nixon.
That's for a Patreon episode.
Richard Speck. Another fucking name that needs to go on the true crime list. Yes.
One of our, and it'll lead into what, like I said, there's a difference between our podcast audio listeners' favorite episode, mm-hmm. or most downloaded episode, and YouTube. You know what our most downloaded episode audio version is?
What?
Annabelle.
Huh. Even though I think it's spelled wrong?
I think there's a different way to... There's like two different ways to spell... Actually, I don't think it is. I thought I spelled it wrong, but I think that's actually correct.
I don't give a fuck.
I think there's... I thought there should be an A, but it's actually an E.
I'm not the anyway, fucking but detail
that,
guy.
But for some reason, that is the most downloaded... Since I made the switch over, which about when you came on is about when I...
Oh, to the different service?
Hosting, yeah. Mm. I don't have the old analytics, but it's probably close to it. Let's be honest. So, but there's another topic.
Phil sitting here shitting, tripping on podcast analytics. It's a song from last night. It was like the only song that I actually knew.
But there's a topic along that I want to cover that we've talked about, but we never actually talked about covering it.
Dicks and balls.
No, Robert the Doll.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is the male version of Annabelle.
2022, you can't assume that.
We can't.
His little sailor outfit.
Yes.
The least fucking creepy doll ever made.
Yes, but...
But then again, fucking Annabelle was a Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah, no shit.
She was not some creepy fucking porcelain-faced bitch with a fucking Victorian gown on just sitting there like, eh? Like all the fucking goddamn Conjuring movies portray her as. Which, personal opinion, just leave it as a fucking Raggedy Ann doll. It's creepier anyway.
Yeah, so we are going to make the turn back more into paranormal. We're going to cover a lot more paranormal. It's just hard. I want to find a good topic to cover. Okay, they're a little harder to come up with because they're so over fucking done these days.
Yeah.
There's so many shows.
Well, and I mean, with the way that you and I look at this shit, it's going to be kind of the same breakdown for a lot right. of it.
And I want to talk about that. I do, honestly, personally, I'm having maybe a crisis of faith when it comes to paranormal a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But so there will be some paranormal sprinkled in a little bit more.
Well, I figured out what it is, like ghosts and shit.
Well, I know what it is.
What?
There's LSD trips.
I was going to say that we live in a fucking simulation and they're deleted files.
That's very possible. There, Neo. But I do want to
Your Snapchats don't disappear.
I do think we need to do a little bit more cryptid stuff, too. I mean, can't go wrong with Bigfoot. A demonic fucking... And a demonic
Just do
dog.
Like a weekly Bigfoot episode.
No, a demonic dog always
They get through. Like the news ticker on the bottom. Today's... This week's Bigfoot update. Somebody made a cast. It doesn't look real.
Right.
Tune in next week.
But we've kind of... And another topic we're going to branch into, or we've already branched into a little bit, is more the conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
We're going to branch into that hard. And there's one topic I want to cover that covers your true crime and conspiracy. We've talked about it on the podcast.
Dicks, balls, and assholes.
No.
Fuck.
Mr. 5'5". Charlie.
Oh, Charles Manson?
Yes. Mm. Which covers conspiracy. We've kind of highlighted it on the show before, but also true crime. So that's coming up soon, I think. But like you said,
I considered making Charles Manson the 200th episode, but I figured the 200th episode, like a milestone episode, is a good episode to just kind of fuck off.
We'll see. Yeah. Charles Manson that'll be another two part because you have the murder part, the whole family.
The murder part is really the shortest aspect
of it. But the whole family part, and then you have the whole conspiracy part.
I mean, we could just tell everybody to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, as everybody knows that was factual. Yes.
Brad Pitt killed him.
Brad Pitt beating the shit out of Bruce Lee on the side of the highway.
No, it wasn't the side of the highway. It was on the movie studio.
Oh, was it? That shit was funny.
It was fucking hilarious. Apparently, the Lee family was not very fond of that.
It's a fucking movie. Like, I'm not the defender his honor. I don't know why the Lee family's Japanese all
and Gregory Much in Scientology. I'm going to let Travis do a Scientology episode at some point.
And Mormons. JFK. Oh, yeah. The LDS. I want to do the LDS.
What's the LDS?
The Church of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, the Mormons, yeah. And there's also conspiracy like...
JFK solved ice bullet.
Well, see, JFK's not even a conspiracy.
It's a mystery. I wouldn't call it a conspiracy at this point. I think it's pretty well kind of understood that it was definitely the government and it was definitely also the mafia.
And odds are Oswald pulled a fucking trigger and shot something, whether it fucking was JFK, I don't know.
Or he was just tied up and they put his finger on the trigger and somebody else pulled it and they went, haha, stupid.
But the conspiracy part of the JFK is how deep does it go down the rabbit hole with the CIA? You know, that's the conspiracy.
I don't know. I'll tell you
it's no conspiracy. He did die.
9/11. 9/11's another one. Like, there's so much. Like, I'm down to do it, but like, I don't know how I feel about 9/11. Or I don't want to say how I feel. I don't know where I land on 9/11.
I mean, if we did a 9/11 episode, I think we got to do the wacky shit and kind of make fun of it. You know, I forget the freaking word now. They weren't planes. They were, it was an energy weapon. I saw the fucking planes. I was alive then.
I was too. I remember watching it. I'm pretty sure the news was already on in my classroom before the second plane hit.
I was, at that time, you know, running a landscaping crew. In the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'll never forget it. I was with, you know him, we were sitting in the truck and...
You got a text on your flip phone.
No, it wasn't. We were listening to the radio, news radio.
700 WLW.
That's what we were listening to, and it broke through, and I looked at him, I was like, a plane just hit. I said...
Again?
Oh. I said, no. Like, I said, that's terrorism. I said, you just don't accidentally... I've flown in and out of New York.
Yeah.
You just don't accidentally run into a...
Especially a building of such... standing.
Yes.
Well, and then when not the second so much one hit, anymore, I said, but
told you.
It's not doing much standing these days.
No, and then, you know, later the havoc that wreaked later on that day.
Yeah.
Gas lines to...
Yeah.
Well, you know...
Well, then the Beltway Sniper wasn't too long after that.
Wasn't too... That was a weird one, too.
I want to do that one. That'd be a good episode. Yeah. That one is fucking... It's the kid. That's what makes that one such an interesting dive.
But I... But, what, like, getting back to 9/11, the real interesting part is the Pentagon.
The beams.
The Pentagon.
The fact that there's no fucking plane.
The most secured location... area in the country, and there's a one half-assed camera view of that.
Right,
there's more cameras per.
Yeah, and there's no engines or pieces of wings, nothing. And also, can we talk about the other part of the whole fucking Pentagon thing that nobody ever talked about? Why the fuck does the Pentagon have a McDonald's inside of it? Well,
they gotta eat too.
But McDonald's? You couldn't do better? You couldn't have got like McAllister's or Chipotle, like fucking McDonald's? Do better at Pentagon. Do better.
But
do better at your feeding of your employees, and also do better at covering up your fucking bullshit
incidents. Which, what was it? Flight 93, the one that crashed in Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
I think it was Flight 93, the fourth plane that crashed.
The only flight that I ever remember number-wise is... Flight 187. It's a 50 Cent song.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I think it was Flight 93. I personally believe they shot that sumbitch down. I think that the debris field was way too vast for just a plane crash. They shot that sumbitch down. And I don't blame them, you know, for shooting the plane down. I think that's the conspiracy, really, with that. I mean, you can get into 9/11. The buildings were on fire, jet fuel, hot enough to collapse the building, but yet they found the passport almost in pristine condition on the ground.
Yeah. I don't want to get... We're literally getting into a 9/11 episode right now. Well, we might as well just fucking move on.
I'm not...
Because we're just going to share all of our opinions and then be like, welcome to the 9/11 episode. Watch this episode and then we'll see you next week.
Well, before we move on, I was listening to something and really what's... Apparently all planes now, even back then, there is a... I think... Was it Boeing or... I think all Boeing planes, there is a remote control.
Sweet.
Application.
They
can be remote controlled.
They're fucking better be, because sidebar, I just heard this shit where like 50-something percent or 60-something percent of pilots of commercial airlines admit to having fallen asleep while on a flight.
This is why and, I don't fly.
Like, I want to say like 20 or 30-something percent of co-pilots admit to also falling asleep at the same time as the pilots. I was like, God damn, where do I sign up for pilot school? Because that sounds like the job for me, man. You can fall asleep on the job with your homeboy. And if you want, for worst case scenario, you just call it a day. You're just like, there's the ground. I'm over it.
But
we'll drop everybody else off and that, then take off. And
that is the point. That is what about 9/11 that I want to, you know, do a lot of research in. You know, I don't know for sure. That's what I heard. That's a podcast I was listening to. I don't even remember what podcast. It was a flight expert said all of those planes can be remotely activated.
Control. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Taken over. I mean, then you get into the whole Bin Laden thing. Where was his family?
Dude.
Where was his family? What was the only plane allowed to take off during that time?
The Bin Laden family.
The Bin Laden family.
And why were they in the United States?
They were watching.
Inking new deals with the Bush family.
Yeah, so
who was in office?
Mr. Bush.
GW. Who loves Bush Light? GW.
Does he like Bush Light?
I don't fucking know. I would just assume so. He's an idiot.
And another one. Oh.
He's literally a fucking chimp with a shitty, like, wannabe powdered wig walking around running the goddamn country for 8 years.
Well, they're all fucking idiots. Let's be honest.
How's it in the military? Were ya?
Was the Coast Guard or National Guard? One of the two. It counts.
There's ROTC kids that are like 15 that are more badass than him.
Well, I will give you that. Another political conspiracy type one I want to cover. The Clinton body count.
Ooh.
I'm going to be added on to that, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about us.
Hey, we are a big-time podcast.
Something like that. He's got a shirt on.
Yeah. Wearing the official merch.
I still don't have any...
We'll get you one.
Ghost of the Night shit.
We will get you one.
Well, I would like to fucking...
Design one.
Yeah, well, I have one. I just... I don't know the... I don't know if I have to... I don't know that shit. I don't know technologies. I don't know if I just, like, scan it into a computer and make it a file and then, yeah, like, clean it up
in there. Have to either, yeah, that's what you have to do. Mm. Then we'll have to touch it up.
Maybe I'll switch to Verizon and see if I can get a fucking iPad, too. Yeah, it'll make life really easy.
That is some of the shit...
I'm not going to do that.
I
don't even know how to use my fucking iPhone 11 yet, fully. The fuck am I going to do with an iPad? But, speaking of...
What?
Really interesting interview I listened to today. Joe Budden, the rapper.
Yes.
He interviewed the guy. I guess it's a podcast. And his first episode was, what's his name? The O'Neal, the guy that killed Bin Laden.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking entertaining story. That guy's hilarious.
You have to. Those motherfuckers.
Dude, he literally was talking about, like, so he said that they came to him and his team, to SEAL Team 6, and they're like, they literally, all like, basically, this is what they said. They said, in this place, there is a house. And in this house, there's a thing. You're going to bring us that thing. And he said, well, what's the thing? We can't tell you that. Where's the house? We can't tell you that. What country is it in? We can't tell you that. And he was like, okay. And like just left with that. And then they did like some briefing and shit like that. And then they all got this idea that they were going to get Gaddafi.
Muammar.
Yeah. And fucking, so they, he goes with thinking that. And then he said they had a meeting. They said they sent them home for like a day or a weekend.
I think I've seen bits of this. And where you're going to go with this?
And he said that when they got back, they're like, we'll have a briefing session with the team. And he was like, so who's going to be at the meet at this session? And they said, like, the head of the DOD, the head of the CIA, the vice president might be there, the head of, like, CAC, Pat, or some shit. I can't remember exactly, which is, like, CIA counter-terrorist thing. But it's the PA, whatever the fuck abbreviations it is at the end, is Pakistan, Afghanistan. And he said that's when he was like, why the fuck would they be there if we're going to get Gaddafi? And he said that he went out and they were driving to or from that place. Like they kept them four to a vehicle in different vehicles. And he said they were driving and his boss was with him. And he was like, you know, I thought it was Gaddafi, but I think they found Bin Laden. And his boss was like, I was thinking the same thing. And he said the guy driving the car was like, man, you find Osama bin Laden and kill him, I'll suck your dick.
But was he the one that said after they found out they didn't quite go right away, he was at the mall and he...
Do you really love Lamp or are you just naming things in the room?
I think this is what, but he said, you know, he's like, we're getting ready to go on this mission. I'm paraphrasing greatly because I saw the clip of it.
Yeah.
I went to the mall. Mm-hmm. Walked in, bought a $200-some-odd pair of
$240 Prada glasses.
I didn't expect to come back from this.
No, see, that part of the story is actually way sadder.
Right.
Because he was actually there because he was buying shit for his three kids. He said he was walking around. And he was like, basically the way he said it, he was like, I don't know what you buy your kids for daddy's not coming home, but I went and bought some stuff for my daughters and I saw these Prada sunglasses on sale for $240 and I bought it. He took them with him.
Yeah, and he wore them on the mission.
Yeah.
Yes.
But dude, it was the craziest shit. Like the way he talks is so nonchalant and crazy. But like,
to get back to your point, it's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
I knew
it's so nonchalant.
When you're faced with that kind
of... Yeah, but I feel like this kind of guy, this guy is like a whole different level of SEAL.
When you face that kind of shit day in and day, not day in and day out, but you're dealing with that kind of shit, there's only one or two ways it's going to go. You're going to have a hell of a sense of humor or you're going to be fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, he touched on that. Yeah. He was like, I have my moments. He's like, I'm a pretty positive guy, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because the reason I landed on the interview is because it just popped a clip of it popped up on TikTok where like it just the clip starts and it's Joe Budden and he goes, "Did you ever kill anybody in front of the kids?" And he straight up was like, "Yeah." He was like, "When I killed Osama bin Laden, his 2-year-old son was there." And I was like, "The fuck?" He's like, "That'll fuck you up." He was like, "Yeah, it will." He's like, "So what'd you do then?" He was like, "After I was done, I picked the kid up and I took him out of the room because all I was thinking to myself was I had this 2-year-old kid in my hands and I thought to myself, this kid doesn't have anything to do with this." Like, he's two.
Yeah.
He also killed his 20-year-old son. I guess his 20-year-old son was like the last person between them and him. Like, he was like the last man standing if something were to go down in that compound. And like, bye, God. Bye. God, have fun with your virgins.
I love to listen to those type that, you know.
Well, he even went into there was suicide bombers there, like strapped up, ready to go if they needed to be. And like his buddy, who he said was a bad motherfucker, like got blown up by one to an extent. But the kid it was a young kid, he said, and he said that he had the vest on inside out. So his buddy got fucked up, but not that bad because the kid put the vest on wrong.
It blew Edward.
Yeah. And he said that his buddy, like, that's how why they handled shit the way they did in that compound, because his buddy went through that. And he told him, he was like, "If you want to eliminate them, shoot them in the face. Because you hit them in the chest, you can set it off."
Right.
And he was like, "Take it from somebody who's been blown the fuck up by one." But dude, like the way he talks about it, like the level, apparently President Obama did not know about the helicopter that they used to get in there.
There was two.
Nobody. There was one.
They lost one.
The one they lost.
Okay.
Nobody knew about. Not even the president. Okay. It was that.
Super.
Yeah. He said they were in the meeting and they were talking about like options and shit like that. Cause it was like, what was it? 90 minute flight in. He said 90 minute flight back. 32 minutes was their window of time on the ground. That's what they were allowing themselves. And they're talking about options, and they went through all these, like, you know, Black Hawk, Commander, Apache, all that shit. And I guess some guy from the CIA or some shit just kind of leaned back in his chair, and he was like, "There is one other option." And that's when they brought up this, like, super stealth chopper that I still don't even know the name of. But funny story with that, it actually crashed. You know why it crashed?
Didn't it clip the fence? Didn't
on purpose. Yeah.
Or the wall.
Dude, this whole story is way more badass than I thought. It was on purpose. They did some movie shit. This helicopter came in and spun around and was going to use its rear rotor to break a point of egress into the wall. And something went awry. It's and it went down. Shit. But where it got a little funny, that's not funny, but he said, so there was a sniper and a dog and a handler that were on the ground by themselves. Yeah. And their whole thing was to lap the perimeter a couple times to make sure, to make sure nobody got out of the compound,
right.
Specific people.
Right.
And he said that this sniper came across the radio and was like, "Heads up, you guys, they're ready for us. They've got a training mock-up of our helicopter in the front yard." And he said the sergeant was like, "That's our helicopter. It went down on entry." And he was like, he said the sniper came back over and he was like, "Well, that would make a lot more sense than what I just said." Like, how the fuck is, how do you have a, you, like, I can't wrap my head around having a sense of humor in that situation. But at the same time, I feel like if I was trained like that and I was in that situation, I feel like I'd be the funniest motherfucker alive. Because I'd be like bullet straight, like feel like I have a fucking line in my head from the bullet that just missed my head. And I'm like, what? Ice beat. Like, it was crazy, dude. Like, and it was some fucking Top Gun Maverick shit, apparently. Like, it was in this bowl, like, was where the compound was. So, yeah. I don't know, man. It was crazy. He talked about the chick that found him, said, like emotionally, she's, like, the most badass motherfucker he's ever met.
That was, Zero Dark Thirty was based on her, wasn't it? Or,
I think so. I don't think it's so. Been a while. But, dude, like, listening to him talk about it, like, he's just so nonchalant. He's just, yeah, I killed the number one person on the FBI's most wanted list. No big deal.
It was Tuesday.
I don't know. But originally, they were supposed to bring him back. I was like, let's be real. Given that whole situation. Oh, and they had, the night before the mission went live, they had that conference or whatever where it's, like, laid back and, like, the media can talk shit about the president and he can, like, talk shit back. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah.
And Seth Meyers, I think, was hosting the roast of Obama, and he said something about, he's 4 years or whatever, and you can't even find Osama bin Laden in a desert. And I guess Obama just like, and I'm like, dude, you might like, how gangster is it to sit there and just kind of laugh that off and be like, well, actually, Seth, there is an elite team of murderous psychopaths on their way to do what they do best. And when I say that, I don't mean to talk shit. Great guys, I'm sure. But let's be real. A lot of those special forces guys are like,
they're not right.
Are like personally perfectly acceptable, decent human beings that are potentially psycho killers waiting to happen.
Yes. It's just a flip of the switch.
Because I feel like that's basically what it is. Like when you go into that situation, that's basically what you had to have to do, I would assume. I seriously doubt.
I could tap into some fucked up shit.
I would say even when the boots hit the ground, I would say like as soon as you like fucking like that fucking vest on, I would imagine that like you no longer are thinking about home or anything.
Right.
Because he said the whole time going into that thing, none of them thought they were coming back. He just automatically assumed, like, I'm not coming back from this one. None of us are. All of them were, like, completely okay with that.
Special kind of motherfucker right there.
I mean, to have that level of commitment of just, like, I don't know. But another one was fucking the guy from Lone Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing him talk about shit, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like was
motherfucker, too.
He's
a lot bigger than Mark Wahlberg. I was
taller, but yeah, like isn't he the one that like told the story about like fucking having to kill the dude with a knife?
I think so.
Like, or no, I think it was a rock.
Oh,
yeah. I think they got into a scuffle and the dude had a knife and he had to like fucking hit him with a rock and then like used his own knife to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ, where was that in the movie? I think it might have been in the movie. I don't know. That was fucking. If you haven't seen Lone Survivor, watch that shit. It was a good movie.
Good movie.
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
There you go.
I'm going to watch Shooter.
Okay, so we're going to dive a little bit more down the conspiracy rabbit hole for future episodes. I said, to recap, for those people just joining us, like Gonzo, welcome.
And there's a couple random ones that I think would be fun. Like Team Foxcatcher would be kind of fun to talk about. Yeah, Not fun, but fun.
I mean, that's true crime. That's 100% true crime.
Yeah.
But it's
Chris Benoit would be interesting.
Yeah.
That might be like, I think we should start doing episodes for Patreon, like full on episodes.
That might work.
You want a really fucked up thing? Try to bypass Google and find the pictures of the Polaroids they found at Jeffrey Dahmer's house.
Have you watched the new Dahmer?
I just watched the first episode.
Any good? Is it worth my time?
It's. I don't know what to think of it yet, because they're starting at the end.
Oh, the flashback kind of thing.
They're starting at like the guy that got him caught. Oh. Is the first episode.
I did hear somebody talking. They took quite a few liberties.
Oh, I'm sure.
With it.
But, like, they were talking about it at work. They're like, people were talking about it. They're like, oh, it's really creepy. It's fucked up. And one person was like, why would you watch that? That's fucked up. And I just kind of, like, put my arm up on the bar. I was like, I have not watched this show, and I will give you all the details. What do you want to know? And then I got into a conversation with, like, another guy about just shit like that. Because I started talking about Ed Kemper.
Oh, fuck.
And he was like, I wonder if they got inspiration for him from Mindhunter. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like a whole fucking season that's literally about him. I've never watched the shit, but
I've only seen that first season, I think.
I'm pretty sure, like,
yeah. The first thing was it the BTK killer?
That fucking idiot.
I think they were tracking the
BTK. Wherever you are, Dennis, if you're listening to this, you're a fucking idiot. Can you track me if I send you this floppy disk?
No,
you can't. Not at all. Like, how do you like, the only way you could be fucking stupider is if you put a return address on it.
Which I wouldn't
have put past them. Not even a written one. Like, if he had the Raider family, 6642 Holloway Avenue, like, with little flowers and shit on the edge of it. You fucking idiot. What an idiot.
The only thing he could have done is drawn a map with an X on all of the
crime. In crayon, of course. Because yes. He's fucking stupid.
Yes, but I think, like I said, we're going to dive in a little bit more into paranormal. I know we've neglected the paranormal viewers a little bit here lately, but we just need to come up with a good one. Let's see.
It's just one of those ones, like, it's, ooh, that was a good belly growl. Ooh, Travi hungry. It's just one of those ones, man, like, it's hard to find one that, like, isn't going to land us in the same headspace of explanation, if you will. Right.
And like I said, I mentioned this earlier, I'm starting to have a little bit, I don't think the paranormal is what we think it is. I was fully on board with life after death.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a residual haunting is what we think it is. The energy imprinted on the atmosphere.
Well, that's basically memory.
Right. But intelligent hauntings, I don't think it's life after death. I don't think you're interacting with
this. I think it's...
I'm seriously doubting.
I think that we're all androids and our eyes are cameras, and intelligent hauntings are just dudes in green morph suits.
Maybe. Very possible.
Like all those fucking fake trick shot videos.
That's very well could be. I have no idea.
Gonzo asked why you shaved your beard. It was tickling his boyfriend's nutsack too much.
Something like that, but different.
Butthole.
I'm heterosexual. Contrary to popular belief. I like the fairer sex.
I'll give you that. They are.
Anyway.
We kind of suck.
But like I said, there'll be some more paranormal coming. But I do have, you know, I don't know what it is anymore. Just like, you know, we get all kinds of questions about demonic scratches when I mentioned it earlier. Mm. I think we got one earlier this week.
I think we got two. Yeah. I don't know if it was one. I think we got two comments. I don't know if. One was a question. I don't think the other one was.
But, you know, for those people that ask those questions, I appreciate it. But I can't tell you. I don't know what the fuck you're going through. I don't know what the situation is. You know, if you feel that there's something dark and heavy there, then fuck. Take appropriate action. Do what you have to do to make yourself
feel safe. Ignore it.
Ignore it or have a come to Jesus moment. I don't know. I wish I had the answers, but.
Jesus.
I mean. I just don't, but when it comes to intelligent hauntings, like, I just, and good versus evil, I do believe good. There is good and evil.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's still, like, it's when people try to bring the religious shit into it. Like, with everything, like, aliens are fucking demons.
See, that's
everything is fucking demons.
And I don't think all...
I did enjoy that, shout out to the Brohio podcast. I did enjoy his interview with, fuck.
You're going to have to take control for this for a minute.
You got to blow your nose?
I got to blow my nose.
You got boogies?
I don't want to do it on national internet TV and radio.
For our digits of viewers. But, yeah, Nick from Brohio just interviewed, well, not just, but recently interviewed, fuck, man. Now I got to look it up because I'm going to feel bad if I don't fucking say the guy's name at least. Please hold. God damn it. Wait, what? Is it not up anymore? Huh. Oh, sorry. It's showing. Never mind. God damn it. I can't remember the guy's name because it keeps fucking popping up in my head. The guy that you, James Long. Bishop James Long. Interesting interview. I enjoyed it. like, obviously he's a bishop, so more religious than my personal beliefs, but pretty laid back dude overall for being a representative of the Catholic Church in his local archdiocese. Phil's coming back, don't worry. He took the opportunity to not only blow his nose, but also get a drink. Him's a thirsty boy. Now he's going to fuck up the lighting. It's a ghost.
At least I don't walk in front of the camera like we used to.
So here's a question that the masses want to know. Have you had a Butterfinger lately? I've seriously been fighting the urge to just randomly buy like a bag of mini Butterfingers. Like,
when is Halloween?
That's what I'm saying. I was just going to start.
We're eating the shit out of Butterfingers.
I was just going to start leaving little Butterfingers around.
We're eating the shit out of Butterfingers and having
vodka.
We
could get a bottle of vodka and put Butterfingers in it.
There we go.
And make Butterfinger vodka.
I think that's for the Halloween episode. That's what we're doing.
That sounds disgusting. Although, awesome. Well, you know they have Screwball, peanut butter whiskey. You know they also have another one called Dough Ball. It's cookie dough, I think, whiskey. I don't think it would be good, but I want to try it. I think it's got a panda on it for some fucking reason, which I find offensive.
Panda's offensive?
Yes. Is it an oriental panda too, you racist fucks?
We covered that the other day. Or a couple weeks ago.
Or maybe we could get some Dickel bourbon. That's a thing.
Dick bourbon?
Yeah. Because like when we get our liquor deliveries at work, they obviously keep cases like a lot of places, and they just fill those. And they sent us a case full of stuff, but it was a Dickel bourbon case. And then I had to relight the pilot light on something, and I didn't want to sit on the floor because there was a cleaning situation going on, so there's a little greasy.
Okay.
So I put that box down and I was like, I'm about to sit on a Dickel.
Sweet. So what else we got?
Oh,
I said earlier, Annabelle.
Oh,
on the,
we can talk about ants
on the podcast side. Annabelle is one of our most downloaded episode.
Longest sidebar ever. Not even, we've definitely had, you know, longer
actually,
tangents.
I was kind of shocked. You know what? One of your episodes is up there.
Oh, one of my shitty episodes?
Demons of Brownsville Road is one of our more popular ones, too.
One of my favorite thumbnails that I've made so far.
And I think it was number 3 or 4. Demons. And also up in the top 5, the infamous Dragon Rant, the Skinwalker Ranch episode.
Oh, that cocksucker. We need to get his ass on the show.
Actually,
reach out to fucking Dragon and get him on this show. I want to interview that man.
You know, one of my favorite episodes I didn't mention was, I did an episode right around the pandemic. Because you remember back before the pandemic, 2019, a bunch of witches got together and was going to do a global curse on Trump?
Yeah.
I related that to, COVID-19. Thanks, bitches. Look what you fucking did. You shut the whole fucking world down trying to get rid of Trump. I actually liked that episode. I recorded that in a car, in a garage. I shit you not.
Was the garage closed and was the car running?
No, it should have been. If I would have known now what I know, then what I know now, I would have just fired up that fucking...
You know, a nice little length of garden hose from the tailpipe into the window?
Probably should have. No, but... Because I think that is
fucking dark.
That was before I got the studio built.
Oh, so you recorded in your car? Someplace I could get some fucking silence around here. It's either this or I record while I take a shit.
At that point?
I should do that. I'll record while I'm taking it. I'll take the microphone into the bathroom while I'm shitting.
That's why I built the fucking...
Because you recorded in the shitter?
No, the studio, because it was so fucking noisy. You know, there's a lot of people in that house.
Damn, the camera angles change. I can't be a ghost anymore.
Yes, but... What else?
I had a really mean fart at work today.
Okay, nice. Good to know, but not part of the 200th.
It made one person go, oh my God, and walk away, and another person like instantly had to walk by and they just she got to the door, she was like, I didn't smell it. I was like, you better keep walking. Cause I'm a nice guy.
Get to stepping.
I'm a nice guy. When I get farty at work, we have a little box fan. Cause, you know, restaurants get hot in the behind the scenes, even though we are spoiled, we do have air conditioning, but it only does so much. But see, I'm a nice guy. I keep them stacked up on these little fucking Pepsi things that they send us bottles in. And I stack those up. And then when I'm farty, I turn the fan towards me so it blows away from everybody. I'm fair and just. I'm fair and just.
Oh, I bet there's one other thing I want to talk about. A couple of Wednesdays ago, maybe last Wednesday, I said no more catfish talk. Unless something important.
Dude, I think we have one on our account.
Unless something important comes up.
I think we have one on our account. I haven't accepted the message, but they've sent two. And she's followed by a couple other people within our realm. Like other people that
we'll accept the message. Fuck it.
It's just like, hi, how are you?
Don't ignore our fans.
I just don't know if I want to get it tangled up in the fucking podcast account.
Anyway.
Which we need to verify.
We
need our check mark.
They're not going to give us a fucking check mark.
Yeah, they will. We just have to fill out the application.
I don't think we have enough.
Yeah, we do.
Well, okay.
We just have to fill out the application.
Okay.
Although we talked about it briefly because you have to provide information that I figured it's all in your name, so you would probably be the one that needs to fill it out.
Okay, we will look into that. Oh, but
because I want that check mark, boy.
There has been a recent change in the catfish.
It's dudes.
Worse.
I'm not gonna lie. I was totally expecting you to say it's a dude.
No. There's one that I've kind of kept talking about. I'm talking with. I just wanted to, and I'm taking two different approaches now.
Yeah.
One from the day I started out, and this is how I'm doing. Anybody sends me a message now on Instagram, when they say, "Do you want to be friends?" I'll say, "Sure, as long as you don't ask for money, ask for a gift card, or want me to cash a check."
Yes.
Then we will talk.
Yes.
The other one I'm playing along with. I wanted to think I'm in love, but she hit me up today. She doesn't want money. Apparently she wants me to cash a check for her and give her the money. I was like, listen, bitch, I'm aware of that scam.
What is the fucking, what's the spiel behind that?
She goes, I'll have my attorney text you. I was like,
no, you won't.
You said you couldn't pay your electric bill.
But you have an attorney?
But you're going to pay an attorney to send me a text to verify about cashing a check. And then she wanted to know my banking institution. I was like, and I sent back, she said, I need your home address, your full name, and your banking institution. I sent back.
Oh, okay.
I sent back, you want my social security number too? Jesus.
Do you want a fucking blood sample?
God damn. You want me to jack off in a cup and give it to you?
You want my fingerprints?
God damn.
You want my mom's maiden name?
Oh, my first pet's fucking name? Jesus Christ.
Oh, what the name of the teacher you had a crush on in junior high?
That's kind of been the MO here lately. Remember I was talking about the one from across the pond?
Yeah.
She actually wanted me to become her sugar baby.
Oh, okay.
She was going to pay me $500 twice a week.
I was like, bet. Shit. We double up. That's $2,000 a week right there. That's like, over $100,000 a year.
I was like, well, how do you want to do this transaction? She goes, I'll send you a check. I was like, no.
I said, Venmo, bitch.
I said, this is 2020. Let's use PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo.
You use Venmo, and you use a fucking emoji to tell for the reason why you're sending it so it don't get hit for taxes.
I was like, it ain't happening. I was like, this is 2022. We don't need that paper shit. You're just killing trees.
Yeah, and no, I'm not going to use Zelle because that'll give you access to my actual bank account. Right. Fuck you.
But that's been the kind of...
Venmo and Cash App. Hit us up on Instagram if you want to know my Venmo or my Cash App.
The catfish went from wanting gift cards...
To wanting to give you money.
No, to basically prostitution wanting me to buy...
Yes.
Which I respect that.
At least just be upfront about this shit.
If you want me to buy nudes, I mean, buy your videos, that's fine. I mean, Pornhub's free.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it, but just be upfront with this shit. Don't try to fucking be like, I love you, daddy.
Or a dirty FaceTime, that's interactive porn. Okay, I get it. I respect the hustle.
I would pay $5 to do it one time just to get on there and be like, when they're like, I don't know, fucking like tits out or flicking their bean, be like, hi, daddy. I'd be like,
huh,
you're pretty.
You're so pretty.
What's your zodiac sign? to I'm a Sagittarius.
Now, this week, it has moved to they want to pay me. Mm. Now, we're talking. We're making strides.
You're a gigolo. A gigano.
Yes. But I'm not giving my banking information.
Fuck no.
Not giving you where I live.
The fact that there's so many people that fall for this shit.
I almost asked the one. But
like I said, well, they tried to get me with that fucking phone call shit with the IRS years ago. And I almost, right. I started freaking out at first. And then I was like, wait. The IRS doesn't fucking call you, asshole. What's your badge number? Talks, his name's like Greg, but he's speaking in a foreign accent. Gives me his badge number, and I look it up real quick on my phone. I'm like, that's not enough numbers for an IRS number, you fucking douche. Get off my goddamn phone. The police will be at your door in the next 24 hours. All right, well, cool. I'll see him then. Later, bud. Fuck you.
But I'm handling all messages on Instagram. So if you send me a message on Instagram, I thought this one that wanted to send me a check was some. I thought it was somebody fucking with me.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I figured you would have like started trying to grill me while we were drunk or something. And be like, it's fucking you, isn't it?
Because she made a comment about potatoes, eating potatoes. I was like, you motherfuckers, which one of you are you? But I have
you're going to get a fucking message from Butterfingers and Potatoes 91.
She said she was from Germany, but she lives in Florida now.
Good choice.
I was like, okay.
Good choice. You go from Nazi land to the armpit of America. So how's that working out for her this week?
Not too well, apparently. Of course, I don't hope think she's she can there. Swim. I don't think she's there, so
yeah,
she has to pay.
But again, all thoughts and I mean, I don't pray, but prayers, quote unquote, out to all the people in Florida because that shit's fucked up.
I have ways to I listen. You video chat. We're gonna video chat or.
Just send her the link to the song Location by Khaled.
So I said, send me a video. I want to hear you talk. Send me a video because, you know, she's German.
Say something sexy. She sent me
I should play it for you. Southern accent. I sent back. I said, what happened to you? You've been in this country for a year and a half. You lost your German accent there, Adolf. What the fuck?
Yeah, I want to hear your voice. What's up, motherfucker?
I was like, God damn.
Roll Tide.
Whatever. But I was like, what happened to your German accent? Come on now. I appreciate the effort.
It's just a sound clip of a Rammstein song. Du hast.
And I respect this one. She's actually pretty, he or she or it. She's smart.
This person, this entity.
Them, they, whatever.
This existing thing.
They didn't use an overly hot chick. Mm. Most of them make that mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what I can pull.
And there's also like, it's also like the stereotypical, which you would think somebody thinks is
But see, now it's to the point where if you send me a message, I'm going to say, matter of fact, I will show you. This was my response. I will show you the message.
This is like possibly shit on top of it.
What?
The best part about me getting an iPhone. You know how many more people's chargers I can fucking use?
She sent yesterday. She sent it yesterday. I didn't respond until today. I'm kind of a prick. She said, hello, Phil. I said, hello, who is this? Because no picture on the...
New phone, who dis?
No picture on the... no picture on the profile, no nothing. And she says her name. I would like to be a friend, if you don't mind.
I would like for to make friend for you.
I said, I guess, as long as you're not going to ask me for money, or want a check card, or want me to cash a check.
As long as you don't want any of my railway bonds.
She put LOLs. Deer.
Lulz.
Whatever.
Deer. See, that's the killer right there. Yeah. Anytime. What the fuck are you 86?
And then she sends me a picture. Because I said, why don't you have any fucking pictures? What the fuck is this?
Right.
I got hacked. This is a new one.
Oh. Okay.
That hooker needs friends. She can walk here's outside.
Here's what you do. You know what you do? Friends. Just start reverse image searching it. I do that on Google.
It's too hard to do it from my phone. I have to do it. I have to send it to the computer or send an email and do it. I've done it.
Or just log into your fucking account on your computer.
All right. I just paid yes. But
it's like, I almost forget that you can do that. I almost forget that you can log into like Facebook and shit like that on a computer. I haven't done it in fucking 10 years.
That is the classic mistake of these catfishers or these scammers. They go way too over the top with stealing good looking bitches. No.
Middle of the road. Be normal. Like,
be middle of the road. Be average.
Yeah, be normal.
But no, get the fucking Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Like yeah, that girl looks like Hispanic Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. Probably nicer tits.
Kimito Kardashian.
But I don't know. It's not happening. I'm not giving you my money. I, for one,
don't have the money to give. Don't have the
money to give. Hell, I should be asking you for money.
Right.
My next response is,
you really, time is money, motherfucker.
You want me to set you up? Next time they ask me for money, I'm say, you want me to set you up an OnlyFans account? We'll split it half and half.
Right. The fuck?
You have tits and an ass. Making money is easy.
You don't even need that. Like, I'm pretty sure I could start an OnlyFans where, like, I just, like, pick up my dirty socks with my fucking feet and, like, eat shit, and people would probably fucking subscribe to it.
All right. Well, we got going. What else you want to talk? Did you have some questions we wanted to answer?
Oh, wait, I think we got three amongst all of the fucking social medias.
While you're looking at that, I'm convinced it's, how many followers we got on Twitter? 21 something?
Twitter? Hold on.
It's over two, right?
Oh, yeah. Twitter's 2,835.
2,835.
Yeah, we're famous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's obvious they're three quarters fucking bots.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If we only got three questions from that.
All right, let's see.
Of course, hey, looks like old
Elon. This one's from Tyler on Twitter.
Right. Welcome, Tyler. That's right, he's here.
You think the reason Bigfoot is kind of an interdimensional being is because he might go upstairs in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, he's tying in some episodes there. Stairs to nowhere?
Maybe that's just Bigfoot's stoop.
No.
Like, he just chills there and drinks fucking 40s and smokes shitty weed.
Here's my thing.
Hollers at the Bigfoot bitches walking by.
Bigfoot is not interdimensional.
What's up, baby? Bigfoot. You furry as fuck.
Bigfoot is not interdimensional. He is not an alien. If Bigfoot exists, it is a small population of creatures that have been here since Gigantopithecus.
Oh, we got four questions total. Shit. Gregory, the alum, he said, do you think Dahmer would use an air fryer to cook people, or is he more of an Albert Fish style roast in the oven type?
I would hope he'd be more like Liver King to eat that shit raw.
Hey, be a man about it.
Be a man.
Don't cook your victims. Eat them raw. Be a fucking man. Shout out to the Be a Man guy on TikTok. He's fucking hilarious. I don't think anybody should use an air fryer. You have an oven.
That's
coming from a chef.
I used to I've heard a place that had one. It wasn't bad.
It's quick
to do pizza.
I'll give it that.
You know, frozen pizzas.
Yeah,
like there's little, what is those, Totino's or whatever.
Well, somebody even talked about the little party pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody was even talking to me about it a while back. They were like, I just don't understand why it cooks so fast. I'm like, because it's just an oven, but you're only heating, what, maybe a couple cubic feet?
Right.
Yeah, of course it's fast.
But like those pizzas, it does cook better than the microwave.
Notice you said microwave. I said oven,
but
Phil.
I'm just saying, I've put them in.
You're an adult male.
I put them in a microwave, they taste like fucking shit.
Yeah, that's just like putting one of those French bread pizzas in there. Those motherfuckers are good. You got to put them in the oven, though.
Yeah, because you put them in a microwave,
Watch, we're going to have an air fryer in the next 6 months.
You'll freeze. In one bite, you'll freeze your fucking tongue. The next bite, you'll burn it off.
Yeah, we're going to have a fucking air fryer sooner.
Like
later.
We have space for a fucking air fryer.
Who'd win in a fight between me and Chalupa Cabra, Tyler? Tyler asked the question.
I would hope you, since Chalupa weighs about 5.5 pounds.
Literally, I could flick that dog in the nose. I'm pretty sure she would seize up and die.
You fart and she goes running.
I don't know. She seemed to enjoy a fart of mine not too long ago. Because you know how she likes to lay in like the fold of your legs?
Yes.
She was doing that and I didn't even know she was there. I was just like, and I heard her like, and I looked over and she's just. And I was like, you dirty bitch, literally, because you're a female dog. I can say that.
Yes.
She's a weird little fucking dog, man.
She is. She's a pain in the ass.
Let's see. Jeremiah from What If They Were Wrong? Check out that podcast. He said, what is the best cut of the body for Jeffrey Dahmer, like in terms of like almost like a cut of steak?
I would think the bicep. I think thigh would be a little tough.
Yes, like the butt cheek would be tough.
Me, it'd be way too fucking hard. Be like a rock. Sounded good anyway.
I don't know. I feel like the butt would be really tough.
I don't have a butt. It'd be like a real...
I would have to say like the... Like maybe the hamstring specifically.
Be tender. Or the tricep. Be
or a deltoid too. Maybe.
Well, yeah.
A deltoid would probably be a good one.
What about trapezius?
A trapezius. Yes. Yes. A trapezius. What a distinguished gentleman. Yes. Look how distinguished he is. Oh, man. A lateral? A lat? Lateralis? Whatever the fuck scientific term it is. No, lats probably wouldn't be
very good.
What
about a calf?
I feel like calf would be really tough.
What about from a baby? Isn't that veal? Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God. No, it's a meal. I don't feel like any cut of a baby would be terrible. It'd just be fatty and useless.
Be flexible. I don't know that.
Just because it would just be fat. You name me one time where you've picked up a baby and been like, man, I can really feel the fucking pecs on this little fucker.
If I had a son, that
peck might not be bad. But no, I feel like.
I think the
hammy or the delt would be your best option.
I think so.
Personal opinion. I don't know.
I know one thing would be.
The baby thing really threw me for a loop, though.
That's what I'm here for.
Like, what part of the baby would you, if you were to eat a baby, what part would you choose? It's a baby. I don't know. Isn't it like a fucking boiled peanut? Can you just pop the whole thing and just put it down?
What time is it?
About 9:30-ish.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Went from fucking answering questions to eating babies.
Well, it was topical. Oh, my nose is killing me.
I don't know. I still can't believe some more people haven't heard my spam likely phone call answering method. You get spam likely, you pick it up. Travis's abortion clinic where no fetus can beat us. How can I help you?
Is this wrong?
Travis's abortion clinic. You make them, we take them. What was that?
It says the baby's bones are soft, so I can't read the rest.
This would be good in soup. Like, babies, like, I just feel like a baby would be pointless.
I agree.
There would be more bones.
But it was funny. That's why I said it.
That's the other thing. There's more bones. Babies are born with more bones.
What?
Or less bones. One of the two. I think more. I'm pretty sure babies are born with more bones than us.
How do you lose a bone?
I think they like fuse.
I mean, I can understand losing a boner, but
I think they fuse over time to form like a real bones, not that fake baby shit.
I don't know. Somebody will Google that and tell us.
Hmm.
You got anything else you want to cover?
Is there any other random questions we could think of?
Why is my nose running?
We should amass a massive list of fuck, marry, kills for a Patreon episode. FMK. Hashtag FMK.
What's going to Phil? What's he say? Is Phil
I got it, blind guy. In late. Oh, Moon Unit tried to say I'm late. Autocorrect got you there.
Welcome. Oh, God, I was asking about my sex life, apparently.
Oh, that was a while ago.
I have been
paying. Their muscles would be soft and set. I don't think there would be very much muscle mass to a baby.
That'd be a lot of fat.
Especially like a young baby. Which, I mean, I would assume at that point you treat it like veal. Like, the younger, the better, right?
And lamb.
I don't know. If I was feeling a little edgy. No, are we feeling edgy?
Fuck.
No, we're not feeling that edgy.
Okay.
I was going to tell my favorite dead baby joke.
Well, let's not do that.
Not that one.
We'll tell that on Patreon.
Not that one.
We're not going to do a Patreon tonight, by the way.
Oh, hell no. We didn't start till 8.
I don't know. We'll try to get one here. So maybe for the next Patreon, we'll actually work on a topic and do a little mini topic. What came
chicken
first?
The rooster.
Obviously, it was the
obvious.
Egg.
No, it was the rooster. If the rooster didn't come first, how did the egg get made?
The egg is fertilized afterwards.
Fair, that's true.
What? I knew this and you did not?
Wait, is it?
I think so, yes.
I don't think they are.
I think they are.
I'm pretty sure they're formed around the embryo.
I don't think so.
How the fuck would it fertilize through the eggshell?
Needle dick. Fuck, I don't know. You would know this, not me.
No, I'm pretty sure that the egg forms around the embryo itself.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know the structure of the cell walls within in utero.
I barely know how humans procreate.
Babies come out of the butthole, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see some random thought. Oh, like I said, if you want, I could pontificate about ants.
No, I don't want to pontificate.
You're telling me that shit wasn't interesting that I told you? 20 quadrillion ants estimated on the planet?
Yes,
for those of you that don't know, that is the number 20 with 15 zeros behind it. Like I said, I physically got a piece of paper and wrote it out just to kind of wrap my head around how big of a number that is. Did I tell you about the six continental sized groupings of them?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Most of those 20 quadrillion ants are broken up into six groups. That's it. And they have such wide range that you could take one from like South America and introduce it to one in Africa and they wouldn't fight or anything. They would either go their separate ways or they would work together, you know, like instantly.
You also told me the queen is basically useless.
Yeah, no, they don't call any shots. All they do is poop out babies. That's it.
Ants freak moon unit out.
They also are evolutionarily descendant from wasps. So for some reason they decided, let's not fly anymore, even though there are flying ants.
Oh.
What else?
I don't know. I'm dying over here.
Oh, did you know that some species of polar animals, like caribou and other such animals that live in harsh environments, they have evolved so that, like, in their extremities, or penguins, for example, are another one. Like, in a penguin's wings or in a caribou's legs, their blood flow system, their arteries and veins travel, have grown, evolved to be close to one another so that the blood traveling to the extremity is close enough to the blood returning to the heart that the ambient heat of the blood leaving the heart slightly heats the blood coming back to the heart so as not to send blood cold enough that it shocks the heart into it.
That was a whole mouthful.
It's fucking interesting though, right?
Yes.
It's pretty cool. I found that very cool.
All right. I find it very cool too. I have to blow my nose again.
Jesus Christ.
I'm snotty, damn it.
You gotta stop me doing so much cocaine.
I wish. Maybe I could.
That's why we don't have a fucking the Roadcaster yet. God, I really want to get that fucking thing. Ants for ants. Oh yeah, ants are very important to this environment. If you leave your dirty two barbecue grills on the ground, they will look like new in about a month. Oh, gross. Anything else? Any other cool shit I've learned lately?
Excuse me.
Oh, there might be very not human remains, but very close to human remains that they found that are almost 2 million years old.
Sweet.
That's a groundbreaker.
They found my brother. I thought I'd
younger brother.
I thought I'd make the joke before you did, jackass.
But yeah, like almost like I think it was like 1.6 or 1.8 million years old.
That's an old motherfucker.
That is basically rewriting the history of hominids. Because they say it's pretty fucking close to like Neanderthal man, which is pretty fucking close to Homo sapien. But it's
what
really old.
I was talking to somebody. I won't mention any names. Have you ever done one of them 23andMe's or anything? There are a lot of people that still have Neanderthal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm pretty sure like mesothelioma is like an ancient disease.
Is it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's why it has meso in it, because I'm pretty sure it has. I'm going to Google this, because I could have swore I saw something somewhere that it is called mesothelioma because some form of it could be dated back to the Mesozoic era.
Neanderthals and modern humans did walk the earth at the same time, correct? And they do think there was some interbreeding, correct? Or is that a different one of them? I know something walked the
earth. I mean, I know it's been theorized
that there was overlap there.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong about the mesothelioma thing. I don't know where I heard that.
Yes, Moon Unit. Travis is a list of great topical information.
What?
And immaturity. Top notch, she said.
Neanderthals and modern humans were both living in Europe between 2600 and 5400 years, according to the new paper published in the journal.
So, you know, there is some banging going on.
It's just that, some of us have inherited around 2% Neanderthal DNA.
Actually, I think there's some people that are higher.
Wait, no, what is, it's not me, fuck, what is it? Because there is a gene, it has a name, because I think my dad had it.
Rh negative or whatever.
Where it's the very pronounced brow and shit.
That's that one.
Reminiscent of Neanderthal.
Yeah, what's that, what's his name, the wrestler, Great Khali.
Great Khali?
Was that him?
Oh.
Basically looked like a Neanderthal. I don't know.
Huh. Interesting. I never would have thought I wouldn't have thought that clashing with Homo sapien was the main reason why Neanderthal disappeared.
We fucked them out of existence.
No, we killed them out of existence.
After we
apparently
fucked
them. We were like legitimately clashing, which makes sense.
After we fucked them,
I don't know. It's an interesting lineage, the hominid. There's a lot of crossover, and then it's like, but because I've seen a lot of people into certain places talking about like, why would there be crossover if we're the next evolutionary step? I'm like, motherfucker, there's more than one monkey. There's more than one lizard. Just because one evolves a little more successfully than the other doesn't mean that all of the other ones just fucking disappear.
That's like chimpanzees and like gorillas are nowhere even close to being similar genetically.
I mean, they are. They're just not.
They're closer.
Well,
to
I mean,
us.
All you, if you have a 0.1%
us than they are,
if you gorillas. Have a 1.1% variation in DNA, that's massive. We share DNA with fucking bananas. Yeah, like we share genetic anomalies and shit like that with bananas.
Just not the phallic nature.
It's all fucking cyclical. Everything leads back to one another.
All right.
Yes, just like bananas, women can't eat us in public.
I can be eaten in
I public. Still feel bad about that. That's so shitty.
What?
Could you imagine being a girl and just like legitimately not being able to eat a banana in public? Like, I work in the restaurant industry. There are, like, I know female coworkers that have brought bananas to work, and they literally come into the kitchen to eat them.
Well, I don't. It's a bar.
That doesn't mean that you can just be like, it's like a penis.
Bunch of drunks, and I've met most of these people.
Yeah.
I would not put it past. There's a few. I would be more shocked if they didn't.
What else?
I don't know. I think we wrap it.
Oh, there you go. Speaking of species, there's 15,000 species of ants.
We've already covered ants.
I know. That's almost three times as many as there are mammals. That's just one type of bug. That's why I could literally do my own little sidebar episode just about shit like this. Like, just about insects, even. 300-something thousand species of beetles or some shit.
When things settled out, we're going to... The media part of this, you have your little insect fucking podcast.
It's not even just insects. It's just in general. Like, is it not... Tell me it's not... Even you're not into this shit like I am. Is it not fascinating that there is more species of insects on the planet Earth right now than there have been species of every other kind of animal that we know of ever?
It's fascinating, but I couldn't talk about it because I can't retain that information.
And you have to have someone like me pontificate it to you.
We will do the...
You have to put it in interesting ways.
Right.
Like flies.
With fart and dick jokes.
Who knew that flies were so interesting?
Nobody.
Have I ever told you the thing about flies that will instantly make them interesting?
No, you have not.
One, they can fly.
That doesn't make them interesting.
Well, there's only...
To the name.
There's only four groups that have ever evolved flight in any way, shape, or form. Humans didn't evolve it. We made it happen. Okay. Birds. Pterosaurs. And insects. That's it. Anything else that flies just glides. Like flying fish, obviously they just glide.
Isn't a bat a rodent?
Huh?
Isn't a bat a rodent?
Oh, yes, and bats.
Yeah.
So that's the four, plus add in humans as we just made it happen. So bats are the fourth group. But everything else glides. Which, even the flying fish, pretty cool. There's flying fish that, like, will glide, and then you'll see them hit the water a little bit, and they just fucking flick their tail real hard, and it gives them more trajectory, more lift. But where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
Oh, a fly.
Yes, fly.
So a fly can fly, so that's cool already.
Say the name.
Anything that can fly is cool.
Okay.
It can fly at...
Wait a minute. What about bees? Oh, insects. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. It can fly at... See, bees, same kind of deal, but they don't have, they're not quite as agile. So, crazy speeds for their mass, a fly can go. Crazy aerial maneuvers that we couldn't even fathom trying to pull off.
They maverick that shit.
But here's the cool part that really blew my mind when I thought about it and heard and was told about it in a way is... Imagine being a fly with such a small brain, all this shit, crazy weird eyes.
Right.
And, like, I'm a fly, and I'm flying on this plane as we are right now. I can decide while I'm zipping around that I want to land upside down right here on the bottom of this shelf. And it can do it.
That is, I will give you that. That's interesting.
See?
That is what.
See? All you got to do is get one fucking fact in there and people will go, oh,
they defy gravity.
The other one is like when I talk about fucking whales being mammals and then they're like, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And like
they think whales actually started on land.
They 100% did.
It evolved to go.
Yeah, they 100% did. Most whales still have hips.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And feet, technically. Because there's been talk of orcas possibly having some type of lineage. Well, it started with, they were talking about they might have an evolutionary lineage or an evolutionary connection to wolves because of the structure of their skulls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But really what it was is like they were long snouted mammalian land dwelling animals at one point. Not wolves, but, you know, not even in the family, just sharing certain physical traits.
Right.
A longer snout, four-legged, quadrupedal, so not upright, stuff like that, you know.
You know what's crazier?
What?
That chalupa is descended from wolf.
Not the wolves you would think, though.
Aren't all dogs basically... For wolves?
Yes, but most most modern breeds of dogs are actually they're actually descendant of Eurasian wolves.
What's the difference between a Eurasian wolf and a...
Well, I mean, like, in the fossil record.
Oh, did you...
Because everybody just thinks of gray wolves
when they think of wolves. Did you hear about that stupid
bitch? You're going to have to go on to Carol Baskins?
No. She was hunting, and she got a wolf tag.
Yeah?
And she shot a wolf.
Shot a coyote?
No, she shot a wolf, she thought. It was a fucking husky.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
And she posted that shit all proud.
What an idiot.
That's a Siberian husky, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, and there's... you can tell the difference. I mean, you put them side. I mean, there are similarities, but you put them side by side. I mean, you can fucking tell the difference.
I guess it was in the woods. Somebody, apparently, the story is somebody abandoned like 9 of them in the woods. So it was running in the woods. It was in the woods, which, okay,
it's free.
If you're in the woods and you see something, a husky, I can almost see it at glance. Maybe by the time.
Yeah, but not like looking down the fucking your scope at it, like lining it up and shit. I think you can tell the difference.
But worst case scenario, after you shot it, you figured out, oh shit, that ain't a wolf. That's a husky.
And did you not go, man, that wolf's about 50 pounds lighter than it should be, but it looks like an adult? Fucking stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't. I guess she got some hate.
But yeah.
She should.
But yeah, a lot of people for a really long time thought that modern dogs were derivative of Canis lupus, and they're not. Some of them are.
Sounds like a shitty fucking grunge band.
Canis lupus?
Yeah.
It's not quite as for some reason, like, Canis lupus doesn't sound quite as cool as what the term for the modern, like, just dog is Canis familiaris. That sounds like an indie rock band.
Yes.
Will you go to the Canis Familiaris show tonight? Yeah, dude, they rock so fucking hard.
All right. We're getting
What's out. This one?
I'm tired. My nose is running. We're ending this.
Excuse me. You don't want to talk about species anymore?
No. Well, you can talk about going to blow my nose and do
something. I do thoroughly enjoy talking about this nerdy shit that I like and dropping some random fact that makes people that don't give a flying fuck go, no shit?
Maybe that might be future topics for Patreon, too.
Blow my mind on Patreon?
Yes, but if you want to do this episode, I will sit on the other side of the camera and type shit and pull shit up. I will produce it.
It would be fun.
Because, like I said, I want to do a current events episode or current affairs episode.
Mm. Yeah.
Podcast. Talk about what happened through the week.
We wouldn't even need to do a podcast on that. We could wrap that up in 20 minutes.
Not all week, though. Oh. Kind of weekend review kind of thing. Mm. They're crazy. And you know what I want to call it?
Oh.
We're all fucked.
Laugh.
Anyway, so we are still on a fucked up schedule here, kids, being football season.
Yeah, the Bengals play primetime this week.
Are they? Saturday, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the fuck time I'm going to get off work on Sunday.
So probably the regular episode 201 might be Mondays.
Mondays are more likely for throughout the football season.
Right. So the regular episodes.
I didn't even think about it. We could have fucking done one. If I didn't have to work, we could have done one Sunday this week because the Bengals played on Thursday.
I wasn't feeling well. I was starting to get sick.
I wasn't here Sunday night, was I? Was I doing something?
Didn't I pick you up?
Yeah, what happened? Oh, yeah, that was the day that I had to work by myself.
Yeah.
Handling a whole fucking...
Yeah.
A whole sports bar of hungry patrons till about 3:30 in the afternoon on a suit on football Sunday. By myself.
Yeah. So, Mondays will be back to regular... will be the regular episodes for a little while, at least till February, probably.
Gregory said it's hard to believe that people care about the Bengals. We are in Bengals country.
We do live in Cincinnati. So,
well, not Cincinnati proper, but... And they did go to the Super Bowl last year. Like, it's like I said, even I wasn't a fan, but like, I wore a Bengals shirt on Super Bowl Sunday and shit like that. Like, you can't not... Especially working at a sports bar, it was literally impossible for me not to get the vibe a little bit.
Right.
When you see grown men crying because they won the AFC championship. And you're like, you want to be like, what a pussy. But I'm like, I've fucking cried when the Cowboys got knocked out of the playoffs before. Remember,
the last time they were in the Super Bowl, I was like,
it was the year I was born.
I was a junior in high school. What year was
89.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, that was the year I was born.
Yeah.
And that was my other thing is like once the Cowboys were out, I did become a Bengals fan just because living in the area, right. I was like, dude, there's so many kids here that have never seen this before. And it was super cool to be around to see people younger than me seeing their team in that scenario for the first time ever. So, it was cool.
Yeah. So we, like I said, we'll be back on Monday for an actual another episode. I don't know what the topic's going to be. We got to kind of go through.
It's my week, isn't it?
I think so. What are we going to do? We'll figure it out. Then we'll be back on Wednesday.
I got today and tomorrow and Saturday night. I can do it because I got Saturday off this week.
Okay.
Something fucking happens.
We will.
Everybody. Ow!
We will be back on Wednesday for the traditional What the Fuck Wednesday, which we all have grown to love.
Everybody cross your fingers that nothing fucked up happens. Unless, I still have Saturday night off.
Unless I pass away in my sleep because of...
If that happens, I might believe in a god.
Because this cold strain that I have.
See, I've been like this ever since September.
I at least
because that's when my allergies come
I
in.
I at least feel a little bit better. I just can't fucking breathe. All right, guys. We will.
Christy D. If you missed it, sorry.
What?
I guess Christy D. missed the whole fucking show.
That's all right. It can be played back.
You can almost immediately go back and listen to it, I believe.
As long as I don't change anything, I think.
Change something.
That's all right, Christy. That's all right.
Better follow us on Instagram, or I think I'm going to start a Snapchat soon too.
I've told you.
Yeah, but if anybody's going to start the Snapchat, it's going to be me.
Yes, but
you're just going to take weird selfies while you're in your car.
I do it all the time.
On the road again.
Then I got somebody being a smartass, stay on the road. Fuck her twice. Next time she calls me a fuckface, me and her are going to throw.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Oh, God. I wanted to get on. When you posted that one that said on the road again, I wanted to get on the podcast account and just comment asterisk dislike.
Well, you know what is fucked up about that? Somehow my personal Instagram account is tied to Ghost of the Night, the Facebook account. So if I don't check, whatever I post on my Facebook or my Instagram account will go to the Ghost of the Night page on Facebook.
Oh, God, please don't do that, because Facebook's my next project. I started a Reddit community.
I don't understand Reddit.
r/ghostofthenunji. I don't fucking know. Hit me up on Instagram. I'll give it to you.
Dave's right. I need that sugar baby job from that girl across the pond. $1,000 a week go far in the podcast.
Throw me in the mix.
Well, I don't know. Well,
I'll send her pictures of my feet.
Funny story. Because this woman, or whatever, she didn't have a job last I heard.
This human, this hopefully.
Person.
So I said, it's like a fucking orangutan with a really big brain.
So I said, what kind of job did you get in the past 3 weeks that would enable you to have a payroll of $1,000 a week being me? She goes, it's crypto. I was like, well, that's what? I was like, you are aware that's in the toilet right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to quit my day job.
Yeah. David said for new microphones and stuff. Fuck that. He's got basically the top of the line podcasting microphone there is still to this day.
I'm going to look into, they make the next version down from this? Can't be as expensive as this.
It's not. I saw it. I think it's like $200.
Oh, so we might get you one of those.
I don't know. I kind of want one of those radio mics. Oh, the longer one.
Those things are...
I know. I just...
They're actually... Theoretically, top of the line.
Yeah, I want one. They're just so expensive.
They're actually more than this one.
Well, I mean, realistically, I think the next investment I'm going to make, if I make an investment into the show, is going to be cloud lifters.
Well, see, you really don't need one. I'm the one that needs to count cloud.
Need and want.
Because your levels are way fucking down compared to what. See, I have to crank my levels.
Yeah. I just feel like, I feel like the only reason mine would work out, I feel like it would pull the base out a little bit.
But that's not what it does.
No, like in a good way, like where it.
I can pull base out right now.
Because I'm like, you need to fuck. No, we need more. No, our voices are too low to not have that rumbly bass. Soundboard, yes. The soundboard is the next big purchase that we've been talking about doing. It's just life is life, and we can't. I mean, what is it, $600 for the one we want?
Yeah, we'll figure it all out.
That's a lot of money to you boys.
All right. We're going to, like I said, we'll be back Monday for Travis' topic, which will probably be true crime. Or
with buttons you push for sound. Yes, the one we want has a soundboard built into it.
Yes.
And it, I don't know if we would, if we got that, I don't know that we would need the lifters. Because that's got at least better, it, I'm assuming better preamps in it than that. Because I've heard some podcasts that use that, started using that mixer, and you can instantly tell the sound quality difference.
We'll figure it out.
I want one.
Okay.
I can't wait to fucking argue over what sounds we're going to put on the soundboard.
Wah, wah, wah.
There's got to be a fart. There's got to be one.
We'll see. All right, guys. We will see you on Monday for something, and then we'll see you.
See, fart sounds.
I know. Can't wait to stir people. All right. Take care, guys. Thank you for joining us for our 200th extravaganza. I'm on death's door here. Don't fuck with me.
You're so dramatic. Are you that sick guy where you're just like...
No, actually, I feel a thousand times better. I just can't fucking breathe.
I don't know. I'm a great sick person. I'm like, do I have a fever? Am I shitting or vomiting? I'm going to work.
Well, it's like, I never miss work. But it's like... I was roasted. I feel all right. It's just, I can't fucking breathe.
Yeah.
And I got this snot factory coming out, like John Holmes just blowing wads coming out my nose. I mean,
goddamn.
Somebody could take a shit on my nose, could McAfee my face, and I couldn't smell it.
Say no more. You got to sleep sometime.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Monday.
I'm going to shit on his face.
No, he's not. Good night.